doing now the concluding part of the order of the Rambam, of his sort of table of contents for his entire work. And we're up to, most Rambams, this will be on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, page 14. And we're discussing or listing Sefer Tahara. And that's the 10th book of the 14 books, the Book of Purity. There are 8 sections of law in this book, and this is their order. Hilchos Tumas Meis, the laws of the Tuma, the ritual impurity of the dead. Hilchos Paraduma, the law of the red heifer. Hilchos Tumas Tsaras, the laws of Tuma, of someone suffering from Tsaras, a form of disease usually translated as leprosy, although actually meaning something else. Hilchos Matame Mishka V'Moshav, the laws concerning those who render Tame the place of sleeping or the place of sitting. Hilchos Shara V'Satumas, the laws concerning other principal forms of defilement. Hilchos Tumas Ochlan, the laws concerning the Tuma of food. Hilchos Kelim, the laws concerning vessels. Hilchos Mikvahs, the laws concerning the mikvah. First halacha is Hilchos Tumas Meis, the laws of ritual defilement of the dead. Mitzvah Sasei Achas, this is one positive commandment. Vudin Tumas Meis, and that is the laws of the Tuma of the dead. Hilchos Parah Aduma, the laws of the red heifer. Yesh B'chlom Beis Mitzvah Sasei, these include two positive commandments. Zeh Pratam, these are the details. Aleph, Din Parah Aduma, the law of the red heifer. Beis, Din Tumas Menida V'Tarasam, the laws of the Tuma and the purity of the Menida, that's the water of sprinkling, which has the ashes of the red heifer in it. Hilchos Tumas Tsaras, the next halacha, is the laws of the Tuma of Tsaras. Yesh B'chol L'ches Mitzvahs, these include 8 mitzvahs, Vav Mitzvahs Asei, Beis Mitzvahs Los Asei, 6 positive and 2 negative commandments. Zeh Pratan, these are the details. Aleph Loras B'Tsaras Adam Kedina Kasa B'Tara, to teach the law concerning the Tsaras of a person according to the law written in the Torah. Beish Shaliyokat Simanit Tuma, you're not allowed to cut off the signs of ritual defilement. Gimel Shaliyigaleach HaNesek, you're not allowed to shave. Nesek is a type of Tsaras, and you're not allowed to shave the to shave it, to cut off any hair that may be growing in it. Dalet Sheyah Metzorah Meforsim B'Kriyas Bugadov B'Kriyas Rosho Batia Al Safam, the Metzorah should be made known by tearing his clothing, by letting his hair grow wild, and by covering his head all the way down to his mouth. Hey, Taras Tsaras, the laws concerning the purification of Tsaras. Vav Shigalecha Metzorah Kol Sarek Hashir Taher, that the Metzorah should shave off all of his hair when he is purified. Zayin Din Tsaras Bega, the laws of Tsaras of the house, of the garment. And Ches is Din Tsaras Abayas, the laws of the Tsaras of the house. Hilchos Metame Mishkav Moshav, the law of ritual defilement of sleeping places and sitting places. Yesh V'chol Dal Mitzvahs Asei, these include 4 positive commandments. Zeh Pratan, these are the details. Alav Din Tumas Nida, the law of Tum of the Nida. Beis Din Tumas Yoldus, the law of the Tum of a woman who gives birth. Gimel Din Tumas Zava, the law of the Tum of a Zava, that's a woman with an irregular flow. Dalad Din Tumas Zav, the din of the Tum of the Zav, that's a man with a diseased kind of flow who is tummy. Hilchos Shava Satuma, the next halacha is the laws of other forms of major tuma. Yesh B'chol and Gimel Mitzvahs Asei, these include 3 positive commandments. Zeh Pratan, these are the details. Aleph, Din Tumas Nevela, the law of the tuma of the carcass of an animal. Beis Din Tuma Sheretz, the law of the tuma of a sheretz, a rodent or other unclean small creature that is discussed in the Torah. Gimel Din Tuma Shechazera, the law of the defilement of semen. That's also Tomei. Avodas Kechavim Mazalas Metamik Sheretz, and idols are Tomei and have the same rule as the Sheretz. The Tumasim Edivir Selfim, but their Tuma is only of rabbinic law. The next halacha is Hilchos Tumas Ochlan, the laws of food that is defiled, Mitzvah Asei Achas, one positive commandment. Vudim Tumas Mashkin V'Ochlan V'Hechsheron, that's the law of the Tuma of beverages, of foods, and making them fit to become Tomei. Hilchos Kelim, the laws of vessels, Inyanei La'alachos Leidah Kelim Shemekablim Tuma, Mikolei La'atumas. These halachas deal with to know which vessels are liable, susceptible to tumah, of all of the tumahs mentioned, the kelim shenim mistamim, and those vessels that are not susceptible to tumah, the kelim mistamim, kelim umatamim. How vessels become themselves tumah and make other things tumah. Hilchos mikvahs, the laws of mikvah, mitzvah seseachas, one positive commandment, vishiyitvah called tumah b'mei mikvah v'akaf yitar. That is, that everyone who is tumah should immerse in the waters of the mikvah and then become purified. Therefore, we find all of the mitzvahs included in this book, 20, Yudchas mitzvahs aseh, Yudbeis mitzvahs lo aseh, 18 positive and 2 negative commandments. The 11th book is Sefer Nezikin, the book of damages. Hilchos of Ches, Zeh Sidurin, 8 halachic topics, and this is their order. Hilchos Niskim, among the laws of money damages. Hilchos Geneva, the laws of stealing. Hilchos Zeh of Aveda, the laws of robbery and loss. Hilchos Kovel Mazik, the laws of wounding and injury and damaging. Hilchos Tzeach Shmiras Nefesh, the laws of murder and guarding oneself. That is, guarding one's life. Hilchos Niskim Mammon, the laws of money damages. Yesh Bechlolan Dalad Mitzvah Sasei, these include 4 positive commandments. As I've taught, and these are the details. Alaf Din Asher, the laws concerning an ox, the damages. Beis Din Hever, the laws concerning an animal that damages through eating. Gimel din Abar, the laws concerning the pit, the damages. Dala din Havara, the laws concerning fire, the damages. Hilchos Geneva, the laws of stealing. Yesh b'chol zayin mitzvahs, beis mitzvahs asei, vein mitzvahs lo asei. These include 7 mitzvahs, 2 positive, and 5 negative commandments. Zeprotan, these are the details. Aleph shal ligdav mamon, not to steal money. Beis din Aganav, the laws concerning the thief. That is how, according to the Torah, we're supposed to deal with that. Gimel, l'tzadik ha-muzdaimim ha-shkolos, to have correct, righteous scales and weights. Da'al shliyasa avol b'midas b'mishkolos, not to do injustice with measurements and scales. Hey, shal yeh bi'adadam evan ve'evan eif ve'efaf bishin alokeach v'nosin behem. That you're not even allowed to possess different stones and different measures that are false, even though he doesn't do business with them. Vav shal yasik vol, not to take over the boundary of someone else. Zayin shal yigin the fashas, not to steal people, to kidnap. Hilchos Gzeil of Aveda, laws of robbing and losing. Yesh b'chol zayin mitzvahs, beis mitzvahs asei, beis mitzvahs lo asei. These include 7 commandments, 2 positive and 5 negative. So, proton, these are the details. Alav shal ligzol, not to rob. Beis shal la shok, not to oppress, which actually means to hold back money that you owe someone, that is really someone's due. Gimel shal lachmod, not to covet. Dala shal lasavos, not even to desire something that's not yours. He la oshev esegzela, to return the robbed object. Vav shal yisalem minu aveda, not to pretend not to see something lost. Zayin la oshev aveda, the positive commandment of returning the lost object. Hilchos Chovel Mazik, laws of destroying or injuring and damaging. Mitzvah Seachas, one positive commandment. Vudin Chovel B'chavero, Mazik Mam B'chavero. This is the law of one who injures his friend or damages his property. Hilchos Ratzeach Shmiras Nefesh, Yesh B'chol Yudzayin Mitzvahs. The laws of murder and guarding one's life. There are 17 commandments here. Zayin Mitzvahs Asei, Yud Mitzvahs Lo Asei. 7 positive commandments and 10 negative. These are the details. Alav shalo lutzoch, not to murder. Beis shalika kofra nefesh lutzeach, not to take atonement money for a murderer, to free him of his punishment. Gimel higolos lutzeach pushkoga, to exile one who murders inadvertently. Dalet shalika kofra lemchuyiv golos, not to take atonement money for one who is obligated to go into exile. Hei shalyumus lutzeach kashiyutzach kodem amida bedin, not to kill the murderer who murders before he is judged. Vav l'hatzal anirif v'nafshah shavodeh, to save someone who's being pursued, even if it takes killing the pursuer. Zayin shalochos al arodeh, not to have compassion on the pursuer. Chesh l'lamad al dam, not to stand idly by on the blood of your friend. You're not allowed to let something bad happen to your friend. Tes l'hafishah miklot l'ochel o'derach, to set aside the cities of refuge and to prepare the roads for them. Yud l'arifas eglov anachal, to cut off the head of the calf in the river. This is a ritual and a mitzvah for when a dead body is discovered between towns, and you don't know who killed it, and so on. Yudalev shloye aved bo sakarka v'lo yizareya. Not to work on that land where you killed the paraduma. V'egla rufa, and not to plant seeds there. Yudbei shloye osim domim, not to have anything dangerous in your house that could spill blood. Gimel asas maika, to make a fence around your roof. Yudalev shloye afshel tomim bedover, not to cause an innocent person to stumble in any matter. Tezvav lifrok in mishu nechshel baderach, to help unload someone who's stumbling on the way. Tazayin litanimo, to help him load. Yudzayin shal yinichena baderach nivhal b'masol v'yelachlo. He shouldn't leave him there all mixed up with his burden that he's having trouble with on his beast of burden and just go along your way. Nimtzu kol mitzvos anachos b'sefer zeh lamed vav. We find therefore 36 mitzvos included in this book. Tesvav mehem mitzvos asei, nesvav mehem mitzvos los asei. Tazayin mehem mitzvos asei. There are 16 mitzvos los asei and 20 negative commandments. Sefer Kinyan, the book of acquisition, Hilchos of Hay, there are 5 laws, Vezasidur, and this is their order. Hilchos Mechira, the laws of selling, Hilchos Zechiyah Matana, the laws of acquiring and giving a gift, Hilchos Shchedim, the laws of neighbors, Hilchos Shluchim Veshutfin, the laws of agents and partners, Hilchos Avadim, the laws of slaves. Hilchos Mechira Yesh B'chol Dalad Mitzvahs, the first is the laws of selling, there are 4 mitzvahs included. Aleph mitzvahs asei, v'gimel mitzvahs lo asei. 1 positive and 3 negative commandments. Zeprotim, these are the details. Aleph b'mekach u'memkar, the laws of commerce, business. Beish l'yana b'mekach u'memkar, not to cheat or mislead in business. Gimel shl'yana b'dvarim, not to cheat in words, to say misleading words, or words that can hurt someone. Da'alat shl'yana get tzedek b'mamono, a special commandment not to mislead or harm a righteous convert in his possessions. Hilchos Chiyum Matana, laws of acquiring and gifts. Inyanei la'alachos leidedin zochem in a hefker heyach yikta b'mei yikna. These laws deal with knowing if someone acquires something that was hitherto ownerless, how does he acquire it and what does he have to do to acquire it? V'dinosim matana makamah matana. The laws of giving and receiving a gift. Leizu matana chazeres ezeinu chazeres. Which gift can be returned because it's not valid and which one is not returned. You can't ask for it back because it's already valid. Hilchoshchenim, laws of neighbors, in yinelo halachas, leida din chiluka kakos ben ashutfin, v'achokos nezak v'chalachat behem. These halachas deal with dividing the land between partners and avoiding damage for each one of them. Mishvud balameitza, the laws of someone who is your neighbor on the boundary, v'din bal hametzarim, and the laws of someone who is your on your boundary. As the text is stated here, it doesn't make sense. It's repetitious. I assume it's a mistake because in the Hilchos Shchenim, the Rambam has the text, and presumably this is the correct text, which reads this way. After the first part, it says, "Rachakas nezek kolach mehem mishchenu u'balameter shelo," keeping damage away from each one of them, from his neighbor and from someone on his boundary, the din balameter, and the laws of someone who's on your boundary. That should be the correct version. Hilchos Shluchim V'Shutfin, laws of agents and partners. Inelo halachos leidedin shluchos shel adam v'shutfin. The matter of these laws is to know the laws concerning the agent of a person and partners, the mishpatim, and their laws, the mekhan and karim, with their business dealings, above sedan and their business losses, ischaran and their profits. Hilchos Avadim, the laws of slaves, Ish B'chol and Yud Gimel mitzvahs, included here are 13 mitzvahs, Hei mitzvahs asei, V'ches mitzvahs los asei, 5 positive and 8 negative. Is there a proton? These are the details. Aleph din Kinyan Avad Ivri, the laws of acquiring a Jewish or Hebrew slave. Beis, Shalim Kimim Kerasavad, he shouldn't be sold in the manner of a regular slave. Gimel Shal Yavdeo Beferech, he shouldn't be made to work very hard, backbreaking work. Dalash on Namiach Gertosh of Leradus Bo Beferech, we shouldn't let a non-Jew who is living in the land of Israel, keeping the 7 mitzvahs, who buys a Jewish slave, to work him beperach, very hard work. Heishel navad bo avodas eved, we shouldn't work with him demeaning slave-like work. Vav lahanek lo b'tzeis l'chavshi, to give him a gift when he goes to freedom. Zayin shel yetzi reikam, not to allow him to go out empty-handed. Ches libdos amo ivriya, to redeem a Jewish maidservant. Tes liya'ada, to marry her. Yud shalot yimokhe, that she may not be sold once more. Yud alaf lavud, bevet kinani la'olam, that you work with a non-Jewish slave forever unless his master destroyed the tips of one of his limbs. Not to return a slave that ran away from outside of Israel to Israel. Not to give him back to his master. Not to do any harm or oppress this slave who is trying to save himself with us. We find all of the mitzvahs included in this book. 18. 6 positive and 12 negative commandments. Sefer Mishpatim, the 13th book of the Rambam, is the book of judgment. Hilchos of Hay, 5 legal topics. V'zeh Sidurin, this is their order. Hilchos Schiros, the laws of hiring. Hilchos Shel Pekodan, the laws of borrowing and entrusting. Hilchos Mavo Velova, the laws of the lender and the borrower. Hilchos Tor and Venitan, the laws of the claimant and the one claimed against. Hilchos Nachos, the laws of inheritance. Hilchos Schiros, the laws of hiring. Yesh V'chon Zayin Mitzvahs, Shalosh Mitzvahs Aseh, Vav Mitzvahs Laos Aseh. These include 7 mitzvahs, 3 positive and 4 negative. V'zeh Pratan, these are the details. Alef Din Asachir V'shom Asachir, the laws of a hired person and a person who is working for hire, who is guarding for hire. Beis Litin Schar Asachir B'yomo, to give the payment of the hired person in his day. Gimel Shelo Ye'acher Schar Asachir Achazmano, not to be late in the payment of the wages of the hired person. Da'al Shiyoch L'Asachir Menem Chubar Shasabo, that the hired person may eat of the food that is attached to the ground that he's working in. That the hired person is not allowed to eat of the thing attached to the ground, the food, when he's in the middle of doing his work, and he's going to stop his work as a result. That the hired person should not take with his hand more than what he actually eats. That you're not supposed to muzzle an ox when it's threshing. The same law applies to other animals. The laws of borrowing and entrusting. Yesh b'chol l'shtei mitzvahs asei. These include 2 positive commandments. Zeprat, these are the details. Aleph din shol, the laws of a borrower. Beis din shol mechinam, the laws of the guard who guards for without payment. Hilchos mavo velova, the laws of the lender and the borrower. Yesh b'chol and yud beis mitzvahs, included here are 12 mitzvahs. Dalav mitzvahs asei, v'ches mitzvahs laos asei. 4 positive commandments and 8 negative commandments. Zeprat, these are the details. Alav l'alvas l'ani umach, to lend money to a poor person. Beish l'yigush, also not to press him. Gimel l'yigush es ha-kusi, to press the non-Jew. That is to say, you can demand that he pay you, whereas to a poor Jew, you cannot make that demand if he doesn't have the money. Dalash l'yimashkin b'chov bizroa, not to forcibly take a security from a person who owes you money. Hey, lahachzer amashkin abalav hazman shutzarcho, to return that security that you took from the owner in the time that he needs it. Vav shlo yacher amashkin abalav ani ba'is shutzarcho, the negative commandment, not to withhold the security from the owner who is poor when he needs it. Zayin shlo yachbul almona, not to take a security from a widow. Ches shlo yachbul kidom shosim b'mochal nefesh, not to take as a security vessels or artifacts which are used in the preparation of food. Tes shlo yitin amava b'ribis, the lender should not give with interest. That the borrower should not borrow with interest. That the person shouldn't be an intermediary between the borrower and the lender for interest. He shouldn't testify for them. He shouldn't co-sign. He shouldn't write the document. To borrow or lend from a non-Jew with interest. The laws of the claimant and the one claimed against. Mitzvah Saseachas, one positive commandment. Vudinto and Amoda Okofer. That's the law of the claimer and the person who acknowledges that claim or denies it. Hilchos Nachlas, the laws of inheritance. Mitzvah Saseachas, one positive commandment. Vudin Seder Nachlas, that's the law of the order of inheritance. Nimtu Kala Mitzvah and Achlas, Mesefer Zechav Gimel. We find all of the mitzvahs included in this book. 23. Yud Aleph Mitzvah Saseh, 11 positive commandments. Yud Beis Mitzvah Saseh, and 12 negative commandments. Sefer Shoftim, the last of the books of the Rambam, book number 14, the book of Judges. Hilchos of Hay, v'zeh Siduron, 5 legal topics, this is their order. Hilchos Sanhedrin, v'onshin, ha-mesurim lahem, the laws of the court and the punishments are handed over to them. Chassidus, the laws of testimony. Hilchos Mamrim, the laws of those that rebel against the Torah. Hilchos Avel, the laws of mourning. Hilchos Malachim u'Milcha Moseyam, the laws of kings and their battles, their wars. Hilchos Sanhedrin v'Onshin u'Mosim Lahem, the laws of the Sanhedrin, the punishments that are given into their hands. Yesh v'chlan alamed mitzvahs, there are 30 mitzvahs included. Yud mitzvahs asay, v'chof mitzvahs los asay, 10 positive and 20 negative commandments. These are the details. Aleph lim neshoftim, to appoint judges. Beis, shlolim nesdayin shenu yideh der hamishpat, not to appoint a judge who doesn't know the way of judgment. Gimel lintas achri rabim nechluku ashoftim, to follow the majority if there's a disagreement among the judges. Dalet shlolaharagim rabo machayvim bishachad at shiyu yeser shnayim, not to kill if there's just a majority of one in a capital offense. There must be a majority of at least two more. Hey, shlayim echovim ishlamat zchus b'din nefashos, when discussing the case, one who has first argued for innocence may not argue for guilt. Vav larag v'skila, the method of execution of stoning. Zayin larag v'sreifa, the method of execution of burning. Ches larag v'saiv, the method of execution of the sword. Tes larag v'chenig, the method of execution of strangulation. Yud litlos, to hang certain offenders after they are killed. Yud alaf likva nerg v'yom arigoso, to bury the one who was killed on the day that he was killed. Yud beis, shlotolin nevlaso, not to have his carcass stay overnight. Gimel shlolachis machashiv, not to let a sorcerer live. Yudalad lahalkis l'rasha, to flog the wicked person who is liable to the punishment of flogging. Tzvav shloyosu b'kos halokeya, not to add an additional beating or an additional lash to the one who's being whipped. Tzayin shloyarig naki b'ondun das, not to kill an innocent person just by estimation rather than witnesses. Yudzayin shlolenish onus, not to punish someone who was coerced into doing something wrong. Not to have compassion on a murderer or someone who injures his friend, but to judge him according to the law. Not to have compassion on a poor person in justice. You have to just be just and not say, well, he's poor, and have compassion and not go according to the law. Not to show special respect to a great person in judgment. Not to turn aside the judgment because of the sins. One of the persons is a sinner, and you're going to be influenced by that. You're not allowed to. Chavei shalavas mishpat, not to pervert the judgment in general. Chavei shalahatas mishpat ger v'yosam, particularly not to turn aside the judgment of a convert or an orphan. Chavdala lishpat betzadik, a positive commandment to judge righteously. Chavei 25, shalira bedin ish zaroa, not to be afraid of judgment from a strong man, strong arm. Chavav shalikach shalcha, not to take bribes. Not to hear a false report, that is, not to accept the testimony of one of the litigants without the other, and not to accept anything that appears to be false. That it's a prohibition to curse the judges. You're not allowed to curse the nasi, the prince. Not to curse any kosher Jew. Hilchos Edus, the laws of testimony. Yesh v'chlalom shmona mitzvahs, these include eight mitzvahs. Gemar mitzvahs asei, ve mitzvahs lo asei. Three positive and five negatives. Zeh pratan, these are the details. Aleph lo haibe beis din lo mishadeh lo edus. If a person knows testimony, he should testify in the beis din. Beis lidr shalach ro edim, the beis din must investigate and question the witnesses. Gemar shle yorah ed bedin zeh shehed olav bedin in nefashos. That the witness who testified concerning a capital case should not be a judge in that case. That nothing should be established by one witness. That a person who sins is not qualified to be a witness and may not testify. That a relative may not testify. That you should not testify falsely. To do to a witness proved false as he had planned to do falsely. Hilchos Mamrim, the laws of those that rebel against the Torah. Yesh v'chlalom tes mitzvahs, these include nine mitzvahs. Shalosh mitzvahs asei, three positive, v'shesh mitzvahs lo asei, and six negative commandments. V'zeh proton, these are the details. Aleph lasas apiyat Torah, shiomer based in a gadol, to do according to the Torah that the Great Bezdin says, as they determine the law, that you're not allowed to turn aside from their words. Not to add to the Torah, neither in the mitzvahs that are written explicitly, nor in the interpretations that we have and we learned through the tradition. Not to subtract from any of the mitzvahs. Not to curse the father and the mother. Not to hit the father and the mother. Zayin lechavid avoim, to respect the father and the mother, to honor them. Ches lira avoim, to fear the father and the mother. Tesh liya ben sorer al kalav v'imo, that the son should not rebel against the father and the mother. That's the law of the person known as the ben sorer or morer. Hilchas avel, the laws of a mourner. Yishuchon arba mitzvahs, alaf mitzvahs aseh, v'gam mitzvahs lo aseh. These include four mitzvahs, one positive and three negative. These are the details. Allah masabel al akrovim, v'filu kol mistame u masabel al akrovim, v'nadu masabel al aruga beisdin. To mourn over the relatives, even a kohen has to defile himself and mourn over his relatives. But a person does not mourn over those who were executed by the court. For this reason, I included these laws in this book. Shemein kvura biyom amisa shemitzas aseh, because it's related to burying on the day of death, which is a positive commandment, and that law is derived from when the Beis Din executes a criminal, they must bury him on the same day. So since this is somewhat related to that, that's why this is put into this book. Beis, Shlo Yitame Kohen Gadol Lekrovim. A Kohen Gadol is not supposed to make himself tame for his relatives. Gimel Shlo Yichanes Emameis Ba'ol, the Kohen Gadol is not supposed to enter into the tent where there is a dead body. That a Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen, is not supposed to make himself tame to a person except for his relatives. Hilchas Malachim Milchom Aseim, the laws of the kings and their wars. Yesh B'chol Nchav Gimel Mitzvahs, included here are 23 mitzvahs. Yud Mitzvahs Aseh, Yud Gimel Mitzvahs Lo Aseh, 10 positive and 13 negative commandments. Zaprotan, these are the details. Alaf Limnas Melech Yisrael, to appoint a king out of Israel. Beis, Shleimna Mikal Gerim, not to appoint out of the congregation of converts. Gimel, Shleyabel Anoshim, a king is not supposed to have too many wives. Dalet, Shleyabel Asusim, a king is not supposed to have too many horses. Hey, Shleyabel Okesav Azov, a king is not supposed to have too much silver and gold. Vav Lahachim Shiva Mamim, to destroy the seven nations. The seven nations who used to inhabit Canaan. Zayin Shleyachis Men Neshoma, not to allow any soul of them to live. Chas Limchazar Shalamolek, to destroy the seed of Amalek. Tes, Lisko Mashasalan Amalek, to remember what Amalek did to us. Yurch Lolishkoch Maisaburam Vari Vasa Baderach, not to forget his bad deeds and how he ambushed us along the way. Yidalav Sholishkin Beretz Yitzrayim, not to dwell in the land of Egypt. Yidbeis Yishloch Shalom Yoshvi Yirk Shetzarim Aleha, to send peace terms to a city that you're besieging. Uladimbah, and to follow the law of Kishim Fush Batara, as the Torah says, and Tashlim Vim Lo Tashlim, whether it makes peace or whether it doesn't make peace. To make an exception of Amon and Moab and not to issue peace terms if we should be waging a war with them. Not to destroy the food trees in a siege. To set aside a special place where the soldiers should go out to relieve themselves. To have a shovel to dig and to cover the uncleanness. Yudzayin Limshoach Kohen Adaber Bosnian Shetzava B'Shas HaMochama, to anoint a special Kohen who speaks to the men of the army during the war. Yudches Lius Mi'arei Subonet Binyan V'noti Kerem Smechem B'Kinyonam Shonet Tmimo Matzir Mosem Min HaMochama, that somebody who was betrothed or built a house or planted a vineyard should rejoice in their acquisition for a whole year and they go back from the war. That they shouldn't have to go out for anything, even for the needs of the congregation and for the needs of the regiment and anything similar. Not to be afraid and retreat, turn back in fear during the war. The law of the beautiful woman who was captured in the war. You're not allowed to sell the a beautiful woman who you took in the war, you can't sell her as a slave. You cannot take her for yourself as a slave after you had relations with her. We find therefore all of the mitzvahs included in this book, 74 mitzvahs, 27 positive commandments, 47 negative commandments. We find therefore that the legal topics, the halachos, in these 14 books number 83. Now, I will begin to explain the laws of each and every mitzvah, all of the laws that are included in it, according to its number, in the order of the halachas that were described, with the help of the Almighty.